We got introduced to a new couple this episode, and we're not really sure how we feel about it. Coming up, we'll discuss all the drama on episode 7 of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, baby, woo! Throwback! I just wanna love you, baby. Always thinking of you, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
Now we need the job roll sound.
Yeah. Okay, does this song remind you of anyone or no?
Darcy.
I just want to love you, baby.
I just want love.
Linda, who do you think of?
We all just want love.
I mean, I want to say Nicole, but what?
This is like in her family.
I'm going to say Rachel and John. She is in a place, as we already know, we'll talk about that, where she just wants to love him. The distance is really, really messing with their heads. Overall thoughts this episode?
I was really irritated that they introduced the new... It's the 7th episode, and they're going to meet this new girl. Like, what's happening here? Where did you just drop her in?
I feel some type of way, too. Before we get started, though, let's introduce ourselves really quick. I'm your girl, Alex Woo! Bowers, and these two.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Olivas, and this episode, it had me on a roller coaster again, and then they introduced some new couple, and I'm like, what's going on?
Outrageous. Guys, Linda Antwi here, and I can't wait to just dive right in.
There's a lot of drama this episode.
There was.
If you had to give it 1 out of 10, what would you give it?
Out of all time, 90 Day Fiancé.
Out of this season.
For the drama, I would say it was like 7. This was the most drama we've seen so far, I feel like.
Agreed. You?
I think it was a lot of drama, but I didn't think they didn't react as bad as like other couples that I've seen in the past.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. They're pretty calm about the drama, the way they were reacting to it, but yeah, there was a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Cheating going
I agree.
On.
I'll probably give it, I agree with you, a 7 mm-hmm. out of 10. It was just enough drama. It could obviously be more, but I'll take what I can get. we're going to start with the first couple. Marta, the one that, the new girl.
Marta. What's going on, Marta?
We didn't get to see much about her. We did kind of learn a lot about her a little bit, I guess you could say.
I feel like we learned a lot
in a short amount of time.
Like, they just threw her in there. No warning.
Yes.
There was no, like, even last episode, there was no, like, oh, we're going to introduce you to a new character.
Right.
There was just like, oh, hi, I'm Marta. I'm 30. I'm an exotic dancer, a single mom of 2, and I'm going to Algeria.
But you know what? Right. We did see her in the preview, though. I remember watching a preview back in the day. I mean, when the season first, before it started, and we did see Marta. So, like, it's weird how they're bringing her in so late in the game.
Yeah. I thought she was just a guest, though. When I saw her in a preview, I'm like, okay, maybe this is with someone, this goes into, ties into someone else's storyline. Did not think she would have her own at all. But a little background for anyone just tuning in. We're talking about Marta, single mother of 2. She is 30, lives in Milwaukee, and she actually is an exotic dancer. She's Catholic. Her man is from Algeria, and he's Muslim, and he wants her to convert. What are your thoughts?
It's not going to work out. Sorry, I just already see this. I have friends that have gone through this. I've seen this scenario happen. It doesn't work.
They have the language barrier.
Yeah, it was like a Paul and Carini
part
2.
Worse.
Yeah,
2. But worse.
I want to know if she's sending money back home to him. That's what I want to know.
He looks pretty well kept.
Really? I don't think that's the case. I think she just thinks he's super hot and she wants to see him.
Yeah. Do you think that she's actually going to convert?
Oh, she's not converting.
It's not going to work out.
It's definitely not working out.
Yeah.
You cannot be an exotic dancer and go to Algeria and be like, hey, yeah, that's my profession.
I feel like maybe it's not going to work. Maybe it's kind of like, okay, I agree with you. It's not going to work out. And maybe that's why they brought her on episode 7, because her storyline is like really short. Like whatever plays out with them is like really short. Maybe.
No, I mean, you know, all 3 of us are addicted to the show, so we do talk off air as well. And I'm going to stick to what I told you guys earlier. I think that she's the jump off for the new show that they're going to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also think, just maybe personal experience or things I've seen in my friends, family, of stuff like that, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think, yeah, the difference between the religions, she's not going to give it up. And I don't even know if he is like serious about her.
Okay, so
I mean, she's never met him.
So we can rate this couple's compatibility. What would you Let's start rating.
It's hard to rate them because we haven't met him yet. So yeah. I don't even know if they have any chemistry. But I do think that she's taking a big chance going out there by herself, not knowing the language, not knowing anyone, and never have met him before.
Right.
And I think she has two kids. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't know where you're going. You don't know anybody. You've never met the guy.
Can we talk about the fact that... I got caught off when she said that exotic dancing was like the family business. Her mom was one, her grandmother was one.
That was actually really funny. I was like, oh. Okay. And then you see her mom there, I'm like, really?
Yeah. And she's like, we come from a line of alpha females or something like that. So he's like, you're not going to put up with this. I mean, he's not going to put up with the
no,
way
not at all.
She is.
Yeah. When we saw the preview, she has on the cross and he's just like, what do you want me to say? She's like, what do you think of my necklace? Like, what do you want me to say? I don't think he's going to give, and I think she is going to be thrown off. I think maybe she'll even give in at this point. You don't think? We don't know much about her.
I don't think she's going
to
give in.
Mm-mm. I think she might give in. Maybe not to her religion, but I feel like she will end up being submissive. But
I don't buy it for 1 minute.
We'll see. You think she's strong enough to get through?
I don't think.
No. She's used to her lifestyle.
She thinks he's so hot and that's where people go wrong.
But the thing is, the reality is going to hit her in the face when she gets there. She'll see.
And I don't think he's serious about her either. I think he's using her for the time being.
I can see that.
And like Coffee Time in the chat said, I think they brought her in because some of the other relationships are going down the tube.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys think?
You might not be wrong right there.
No.
You might not be wrong.
I can see that. One relationship that I don't know about you guys, but I really don't see. Well, we know, but I'm just saying if we didn't already know this fact, the fact that Rachel and John are already together and we're just watching it here. There's no Instagram to tell us that they're still together. From this point, I would not think that Rachel and John would make it.
Really?
I would not. His criminal background and in her circumstance, she can't be with him right now. You really don't know if he'll be able to come over there where you are. You can't go where he is because you have a daughter, an ex-husband in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I just feel like she's in a peculiar situation. And so from this point of view, I don't
think. Out of all the couples, I see them making it the furthest. Well, we already know still kind of together.
There's so much she still, and we already know that they're together. And I kind of agree with you. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was only watching for the first time and didn't know all their backstory, I would think, well, how is that going to work? If you can't go there and he can't go there, then what's going to happen? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do find it interesting that she doesn't know so much about him, like the open relationship situation.
I slapped her in the face.
Yeah, and then like the best friend being like, you seem like you're rushing this. Like, you can't even stay faithful or committed, but now all of a sudden you're going to be married.
And the guy friends are telling her this.
Yeah.
Straight up. I would appreciate that, and I would take that into consideration and not go further.
It's really rare that his friends are not just on his side and like feeding into his lies.
No, they're being direct and real with
her.
It's
great, yeah.
And she has a kid, and she's like changing her whole life for him.
And that's what the friend said. Like, I don't feel bad for John. I feel bad for Rachel because she has a kid, too.
Right.
A baby.
She should date one of his friends.
I feel like there's definitely not enough...
direct.
I feel like there's definitely not enough drama with this couple. I just kind of feel... It's kind of like their drama is like flatlined. It's the same thing. It's criminal
I think there's drama. They're just not reacting to it very well. I mean, like, they're
something.
Not being too... Yeah.
But that just goes to show that they've been together for a while. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's none of that newness.
Right.
It's, like, familiar.
Right.
Right, so what drama?
I still want more drama, though.
I just can't believe they're lying to us, though. I just still can't believe it. How do you lie on camera in front of the whole world and then continue to play the story out and have everyone around you play the story out?
I know, but they're acting.
Who says they're lying? There's a lot of, he say, she say.
Know.
But so we know where you stand. You believe that the whole thing, everything's a lie.
I don't think so, but I'm listening to Linda, and she's the words of wisdom.
Well, I'm going to stand by it. I think that they have been together. I think there's online proof of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is not the first time that they've met. And I think that that's his child. Yep.
I do think that's his kid.
Yep.
Too,
it's all too familiar. And like, she's always crying, by the way, right? And you just met this. Okay. If I take this view, you just met this dude, right? You spent 2 weeks with him and you're so in love with him that you're always crying thinking about going back, or you've been with this guy for like a year, that's the father of your kid, you get to see him now for 2 weeks because you had to fly out there, I'd be sad more then, right? Because yeah. I've been with him for a long time. I'm going to so miss you, and that's why I'm always crying. I don't know. You decide.
Okay, Linda.
And I think it was interesting. Okay, the other thing is the baby calls him Dada. That was like off.
It's in 2 weeks?
Bat. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How could you lie to us, though? I just still can't believe so
you liars. You do have a stance.
I do have a stance. I do think 75% of me thinks that they're lying. The other percent of me wants to have hope, but that's just me seeing the good in everyone.
Well, AfterBuzz,
it's a problem.
AfterBuzz makes up for the lack of drama that John and Rachel give us. What all?
Yes,
can we get?
You guys can find out so much more drama on our other channels. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So, and if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Those things get so annoying. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. I want to do some shout outs right now to some of our people in the live chat. Jenny, woo! Thanks for joining us. Coffee time. And Kimberly Mayfield, she's always here. We love you. Andrea and Paris, we love hearing from you.
Y'all.
They have a lot of opinions too, and we love hearing
anything that sticks out.
I mean, Jenny's telling me yes, we'll head on to Jesse and Darcy, but they're fake. That's what she said. Coffee time said I'm beyond over Angela and Michael. And then she also said Rachel's baby, who could be John's. She also thinks it's John's too. And Jenny, yes, Lucy has to be his kid. Look at her eyes.
Well, before we jump into those awesome couples, I think we should go ahead and get Ricky and her man out of the way.
I actually like this. She's going to be back. Sorry, I got to say.
No, 100%. She is, but I like how stern she is. And she was just, she's like, I'm not going to be anyone's second choice. Mm-mm. She was really letting him have it. And it was really nice seeing her not be just this like, lackadaisical. She actually had some energy. You know, she put her neck into it. She was not playing. She
Latin.
Was pissed off.
Crazy.
It was good to see that side of her, because everything else was, I love you, Ricky. Because
there's that passion there. It's like either passionate or...
Yeah, or she went from
we're going to throw down.
She went from in love to like, oh, you really got me bent. You really have me bent. So you really came here for another woman?
But it was his own fault. It was his own fault, because the way he built up, like, no, but it's really serious. I'm really serious. And he like chugs the wine down and then he's looking at her. What he should have just said is, hey, you know what? I was talking to two girls. You were one of them. I came out here for the other girl. Didn't work out. I still liked you more, and that's where we at.
And you could just see.
He did kind of say that, though.
Yeah. But the way he built it up, like, I was waiting for 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, this is serious. I'd be pissed, too.
And he said Melissa's name in the bedroom, right?
And lied to her about it.
Yeah, then he was like, yeah, and then lied to her about
said
it.
Said it so was a camera person.
Just tell her the truth right off the bat. Yeah,
she's not going anywhere.
No, she's not.
She'll be back.
I think he could have told her the truth before they went, before they slept together. That would have been the perfect time to actually tell her the truth.
Yeah.
You know, let her know. And he was kind of scared and blah, blah, blah. But come on, Ricky, you're going
to Or
again.
When you text her. When you text her like, hey, what are you doing? I'm already out here. Didn't work out with this chick. You know, you want to kick it.
But I would feel like a second choice.
So
what?
Let her
situation.
Make the second choice, though.
Yeah, which is...
I wouldn't be able to go back to that.
I'm glad you said that, because where a lot of people go wrong is you, like, withhold the truth and you don't allow people the opportunity to decide what they want to do. Like, that's how you know if someone, like, really cares or blah, blah, blah. If they'll tell you from jump, you're giving them the opportunity to make a decision.
And I think it makes you look like a bigger liar. They're not going to trust you.
Right.
If this already started out like this...
Right.
Come on. She's not going to look at him the same way. I wouldn't.
She totally is, though, because she wants to get married.
She does.
She thought,
she's in love with
she
Ricky.
Thought that he was proposing.
I don't
proposing.
Think she's in love with Ricky. I think she's in love with the idea.
Do you think this will stop him from lying in the future?
I think they just want to get married to anyone.
Yeah, that's it. And I feel it for him. Like, and I really do like him. Like, I like his, because he really is that oh, I just want love. But he just wants love anywhere he can find it, like fill in Betty, Julie, Michelle, whoever.
Well, he got the jackpot with Ximena.
Yeah, he did.
He really did. So I'm like really happy for him. Ximena, I don't know how happy I am for her because
I feel
you have a liar
her.
On your hands.
You could just see her gut drop in the scene and she's like,
yeah. She's like, but what?
Yeah.
Go ahead and just let me know.
Yeah. So, her point when she said all these plans that you made all this room, it wasn't for me because it wasn't.
Right.
Because he had to have planned all of this in advance and she's just the afterthought.
It's foul.
Kimberly said something funny. She's like, she said, Kimberly Mayfield, she said, you know, he had a backup for his backup.
True story. Yeah,
I love that.
Preach, Kimberly. Preach.
Facts. Are you guys ready for a little Darcy, a little Jesse and Darcy?
Yeah, let's just go for it.
Oh, man.
Draining.
He plays with her, though. I see it. He plays with her.
He does, but...
He sees her, like, distance herself a little bit, and then he's like, okay, I'm going to bring her back in.
But she doesn't learn. Like, I just
like
feel like...
a pull and tug and pull.
She was like, when she left the airport, it was, you have my heart forever. Why? He's disrespected you on multiple occasions in front of your children as well. You have to be a stronger woman than you are, Darcy.
I got to give her props, though, because in the car when she said... where do you see our relationship going? Are you going to get a work visa versus a K-1 visa so that I don't have to be responsible for you? I was like, bravo.
Right.
Bravo. So you can have all the drama you want, but you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be your woman, but you're on your own.
Yeah. Do you think she kind of feels like he's doing this for a sole purpose of just, like, being known?
Oh, absolutely.
You think she feels that way, though? Or you think she's oblivious to it?
I think she wants love. I just think she really wants to be loved. And I think she wants, like, I don't think he's that good looking, but I think she wants, like, a host.
Ditto.
a model, young guy that's cool. She's so pretty, and she's fashionable, and she's got it all together. But I think she's looking for that, like, maybe adventure, too.
Anyone else get the sense something that he was, fun, like, young really fun. Happy to get to the airport? Like, he wanted to dip.
Yes.
Like, he was like, come on, let's try to give me the... And then he got out the car quick. It was just, like, a disconnect.
They're so weird, though, because... Last week, you were going to call the police and press charges. This week, you guys talked all night. Okay, you got through your drama. But then in the car, he was like, I miss you and I love you. And she started crying and he started crying. I was like, what is happening here? Yeah. You guys are like crazy people.
No, yeah. I think it's like a really toxic, abusive relationship. Yeah. And it's like he sees her like maybe if she's not paying attention and we're not as like invested in him, then he's like, okay, I love you. Did you see when he picked her up at the airport?
Yeah.
And was,
but listen, no.
Yeah.
He picked her up, but he didn't put his hands around her. Yeah. It was like this. Like he was just this macho man yeah. and she's all over him. Like yeah. he is disgusting. Yeah. I cannot stand him.
Yeah, he...
Like he thinks he's like a god.
All yeah. the wrong reasons. That guy is all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And she's falling. Mannerism. For it.
It's just, yeah. I think she
it's
loves...
It's like Ricky falling for Melissa. It's like the kind of the same thing a little bit.
She loves like, the chase.
She likes like the...
But she never gets the prize, which is his respect and love, really.
Some people just love...
The jerks.
No, they love the drama. Like, some people love, like, that toxic, always something happening. She even said it, like, amongst turmoil, it's going to make them stronger. No, it's just going to be a bunch more turmoil.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic.
I think it's just unhealthiness altogether have on both ends.
Have you seen a relationship as toxic as them, or do you think they're, like, the most toxic relationship?
I think they're the most toxic.
I think
really?
I think they're the most toxic for this season.
Okay, what about in any 90 day episode?
They look like a...
I know you cannot think they're the most toxic. What about Danielle and...
I mean, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay.
Like, for this season.
Okay.
So, but so Danielle is a whole other level.
Another planet, girl.
Whole other level.
What were you going to say, Stacey?
I think they're... I mean, I didn't know too much about Danielle and them, but I think they're super toxic. I see the abuse and how he manipulates her. And she just listens to his words. What about his actions?
Right.
He's like, okay, bye. I'm leaving. And then she's like, I'm going to miss you. And then it's like, that's our relationship.
Right.
Like, you're not going to see him for a long time. And he's happy to go home.
Yeah.
But just so you know, you have some guy there.
Goodness. It's just gross. Last episode, I asked you guys a question. I wanted to know if it's okay to walk down the aisle with doubts. Now, after watching Paul and Carini, do you feel like it's still okay? Like, do you feel like it's okay to walk down the aisle with doubts knowing their situation right now? This is one episode after, and she walked down the aisle with doubts.
They're all...
So how do you feel? Has your opinion changed?
I think if you know in your gut you're not supposed to do this, don't do it. Listen to your gut. That's what I think.
Okay.
Doubt, that could be doubt. But then it can also be nervousness, like, I don't know if I'm ready. Okay. But it's like this, there was doubt, big doubt that she kind of had.
Linda?
Yes?
What are you thinking?
I mean, it's not like, okay, I'm just going to say it. So I think that she had those doubts and she was freaking out because she was already pregnant. And so she really didn't want to marry him, but she had to because she felt like, I'm pregnant, I have to get married.
I think she kind of just wanted the marriage, too. And the
Well, she wants the green card and that life. But I don't actually think that this is going to happen.
Like, if you're saying that, though, do you think that her mom knew that she was pregnant?
Yes.
You think she knew from, like, the beginning?
She knew...
Like, even before the wedding dress shopping?
Like, she knew wedding dress shopping.
Goodness.
I feel the mom is so concerned.
Well, we see that this episode, too.
And she was concerned at the wedding dressing shopping. Like, are you sure this is what you want to do?
Tears.
Are you going to be happy?
If my mom is asking me all these questions when I'm trying on a dress, I'm going to take that as a, you shouldn't do this, beware. Honestly.
You know something a lot more than I do. Yeah, no, I listen to my mom. Now too. I do.
It's like the sound advice that I need. Like, okay, am I wrong?
Because it's like an objective, like, or not objective, but seeing from the outside, looking in. Because you're kind of just in la-la land when you're trying to date or in love. But other people see it like, this guy's bad news.
Yeah. And I wonder how her dad is feeling now.
Daddy should have taken a stronger stance.
Yeah, daddy didn't do much.
Yeah. For an ex-cop, I'm surprised.
Honestly.
I mean, we don't even know what's going on with Paul and her. Like, is this, like, previous relationships of what, like, happened? Or is it just because, I don't know.
Where is the drama?
We don't see any of the fighting. We don't see any of this stuff. I think it's just, like, maybe, I don't know.
What I'm does lost Paul do behind closed doors that we need to know about?
We need to know.
Because, I mean, clearly something's not sitting right with her. She says how, like, she basically says he's aggressive and he wants things his way and he's mean to her. But again, where are the receipts? I agree. I
we
want to
see
though.
It. But
I
all of this stuff, we don't see anything that everyone's telling us about him. Like, we're not really seeing it, so we can't believe it.
I believe her, though.
I absolutely believe her. I absolutely believe her. I absolutely believe that there's more going on behind closed doors. And I want to talk a little bit about, why was he wearing that bulletproof vest? Like, you're just walking the streets with that? Like, what's up with that?
But we've known he's been, like, one of those people that is just, like,
quirky,
paranoid.
Funny.
Don't care.
But
don't care.
I think it's so funny.
Outrageous.
He's just, like, ridiculous.
I was, like...
I mean, because is that to prevent you from getting, like,
bulletproof
shot
vest in my notes? Question mark. Who's trying to shoot him?
Nobody.
What
no
about,
one's looking
I wrote a
for
helmet,
him.
Too. Like, just
no
stop at the bulletproof
him.
Vest.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk about, which I thought that was really great of... Karini's mom was the fact that he called the fight started because he called her brother a thief. And so I was like, well, why would he do that? And then it was about eating the food. And if you think about what the mom said and his response to it, like, oh, I'll go buy you food that he ate. Like, what's the big deal? But he's like, no, it's about him not asking first. That's coming from someone who's controlling. If I have family over at my house, my fridge is your fridge. Eat whatever you want. I'm not going to say, oh, you have to ask me to feed your belly. That sounds ridiculous unless you're controlling. If you're controlling and trying to control the whole situation, not only Karini, but her entire family, because you're saying you're spending all your money and you're providing for everyone, then you got to think about that.
Oh. Do you think they're number two when it comes to... being toxic on this relationship? I mean, on this...
Absolutely. Yeah. I think... Okay, I'm going to see it from Paul's side, too, because... Well, I'm not that I'm like Paul, but I'm just saying... Because, like, maybe also he feels like he's being taken advantage of. I don't know. Money-wise. Like, he's paying for all this stuff and buying all this food.
And she acts, like, childish.
Or just the family trying to come up off of him. I don't know. I'm just trying to see it from the other side, too.
I can see it.
Because we don't know what's going on.
I can see
but Linda, I can totally see yours too.
I mean, so I don't really have a side. I'm just saying, like, I respect the fact that her mom her mom called him out on that behavior, because what I do not like is someone who's like kind of control a situation and control someone. That's different. Whatever's happening behind closed doors, we don't really know.
Right. We don't.
We don't really know. And of course, there's going to be three sides to the story.
Right. Yeah.
But it's going to come out.
It is.
We need to know.
In the preview, we kind of see, mm-hmm. yeah, we know something's going to go down.
But it was disrespectful of him also to walk away from the mom in the middle of the fight because he got mad. That was super rude. Like, I thought, if my man did that to my mom.
Yeah, there's no relationship.
You have no respect.
Yeah, no respect.
The mom just said, you don't have respect for Karini, and now you don't have respect for her. It's terrible.
It is. But I don't really expect much from Paul anymore.
Well,
really don't.
Coffee Time in the chat says, as for Paul's cooling vest, that was a cooling vest?
What? It was?
If he can't stand the heat, he should stay out of the kitchen.
Oh, so it wasn't a bulletproof vest, but it looked like it, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never heard of a cooling vest. You're going to have to explain that to me completely.
Anyone else kind of upset that you didn't see anything from Tariq and Hazel? I kind of felt some type of way. I just wanted more drama to play out, and we didn't get to see them this episode. You weren't sad at all. You didn't miss them? Maybe it was because his brother. Maybe Dean. Maybe it was Dean that I was missing.
Because I don't think we're really going to get a lot from Hazel. I think we're going to just get, like, she's just going to go along with all his stuff. I think she's just going to be like, okay, I want to get married. Like, yeah. She really wants to just get married. And so there's not very much drama, just only when Dean comes in.
True. What were you going to say, Linda? I know you got something on your mind.
I think Hazel's probably the smartest of all the couples. She hasn't given it up. She has the most dirt and like track record behind her, and she says basically, I want to go to the U.S. I want a better life. You're gonna marry me, and I'm gonna have a better life.
And the ball is in her court too.
Yeah, and says it directly out loud. No qualms about it. Like, this is what I want, and this is what I'm doing. Either you're gonna do it or not.
Right. That's true. She doesn't give up. Yeah, that's it.
Well, do your thing, girl. I'm not even mad at you. At least you're upfront about it.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of these people are, they're just liars. Speaking of liars, who was the number one liar in this episode? Come on, this is easy.
Ricky.
No.
According to Angela, it was Michael.
According to Angela, it was Michael. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you. You obviously feel some type of way about Angela. I'm with you. Angela kills me. But I have to say that we actually, you guys, like Linda said, we do talk when we're not on camera. We kind of got into we wanted to have a debate. Can you be mad at someone for not being committed to you and cheating on? Can you be cheated on if you haven't met that person? That's an easier way to put it.
Yeah, because it's not about being mad. Angela is mad.
Yeah,
if you have never met someone, you met them online, and you guys decide that you're dating or you're in an exclusive relationship, but you've never met, you live across the world from each other, can that person cheat on you?
Yes, because if you can be in a relationship, if you're across the world, you guys are two different places, if we are okay with them having a relationship, then I feel like maybe they came to an agreement.
They've never
met. We're going to be exclusive.
Exactly. So if you came to that agreement that you're going to be exclusive,
then it's cheating.
I think it's cheating.
Amen.
Because okay, if you have that agreement
amen,
with each,
Linda.
You know what, Linda? There's a lot of weird relationships going on in the cyber world now. So like, you know, like it's cheating if you had that conversation. If you did not have that conversation, you're both kind of like just getting to know each other, then people date other people while they're dating. So that's just normal.
And the way she went off, it was actually, this was so entertaining. Keep Angela on the show just because of how much drama she's filled with.
She's so stupid, you guys. I'm sorry. I cannot. I'm going to tell you why. Because the drama is over what? The three things. Let's talk about the three things that she said that he lied about.
Okay.
So the first thing, he didn't put her picture as his screensaver. That's like the first thing. So that's the lie.
Okay. That's
a boo.
That's kind of young, like
a screensaver?
Teenage type of.
Bye. I can agree with you.
Okay. Second thing that he lied about is that he was supposed to unfollow the thousands of women that he's following on his Instagram.
Not even, like, possible.
Okay, so who cares? Why is that a lie?
Like
who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's not flirting with them or, like, acting.
He doesn't know those thousand women.
Yeah. As long as there's no, like, interaction, then, I mean, he can follow, and then whatever.
Okay, and then the third thing was, you know.
Not really, I don't know.
I don't know when it comes to me. I'm a little crazy, I guess, because I'd be like.
I'm saying this now, but all of my exes know this is false. Do not play with me.
Me too. Because if I can't follow them, why can you?
All listen, just don't go liking explicit pictures of them or like, you know, like, just respect me. Just make it so that, sometimes I'll get on Instagram and I'm like, why is he liking my pictures? Doesn't he have a whole girlfriend?
Does he have a wife?
Why? Yeah.
Guys, that's not the point. I'm not talking about when you are in a relationship with someone that you know and have met and have seen live.
Yeah.
Okay.
These things happen before they even met, before she went to Nigeria. And what I'm saying to you is that is... It's outrageous to me to think that you're saying, because you both are assuming also that they said they would be exclusive.
That's true.
They never said that.
True, true.
So that's the assumption.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so if you're talking to someone online, you met them wherever you met them, and you're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then they go date other people or do whatever they got to do, that's not cheating. Sorry.
True.
You haven't met the person ever.
I agree.
Yeah.
So do you think that she's actually going to leave?
I think she's going to leave,
I think she's going to leave, too. I think she's done.
Any threats, I don't think this one's idle.
Yeah.
I think she's serious.
Yeah, I know. She's like, I want a man like this. Michael, if you can't do this, and I'm going.
And her daughter was just so happy, I feel like.
Guys, can we just talk about when Michael was giving her the phone? He was shaking. That was the poor guy. He was like, here's the phone, Angela.
But you see, he kind of like bit back, like when she was like, just throw my shit out, and he was like, okay, come get your shit. Like, he didn't even, it was just
he's
like,
he's not a bad guy. Like, he could have gone crazy on her.
Well, because that's not the culture, and that's not his personality. You can tell by that. I thought it was the funniest part of the fight was when she's like, and I'm taking my president's hat back.
That's
my president.
Hilarious. Like, you can't wear my president's hat. Okay. If taking a Trump hat for me is like going to make me cry, like, then there's a problem.
That was so funny to me. And she literally packed it up
and put it,
because she knew it was important to him.
But,
like, I'm taking your dream back.
But it's even more important to her, which is what kills us, because we know, like, okay, Angela.
And what about, can we just go into, like, the whole, like, you know, him cheating thing, supposedly?
Yeah, definitely. We were just talking about it.
Yeah, but depending on how we put it,
I think we're right. And if we put it the way it is, the way concrete evidence and what we were shown, I agree with Linda. It's not cheating. But we added some context to it.
You sure did.
We sure did.
Do you think did he do it for like a ride or something?
Yes. She needed a ride. She didn't have money. She paid him with oral sex.
I was kind of confused in that.
Oh my goodness, Michael. You really make me have trust issues, Michael. He gives me anxiety. Michael, you really.
Because he's like a nice guy. He seems like such a sweetheart.
I don't expect that from him.
I feel bad for him because he's watching his ticket to America go. And he even said that, like, in the preview for next week, he's like, well, you know, that then I'll be stuck here in Nigeria.
Right. Well, whatever.
We'll figure it out.
It'll play out.
The other thing that was super funny to me was when he was describing Angela and he paused for like 30 seconds before he said girlfriend. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't see that.
It was so funny.
Oh, he's like, he doesn't really want her.
He doesn't want her
at all. He knows what he wants. Yeah. He's just like Hazel, really. But we'll actually keep on this couple while we go into news and gossip.
And I want to see how this ends.
They're the first couple.
This is going to get crazy. I feel like... I don't know. I think she's going to throw a huge fit and she doesn't care where she's at.
No, I totally throw that fit. This first is, I think we're going to do a picture. This is Michael and Angela. Take it away, Linda.
Yeah, so as we know, we already know that this relationship is not going to work out. And Angela's making her own headlines. She was, according to a booking report obtained by People.com, Angela was arrested September 2nd in Montgomery County, Georgia. She was charged with driving under the influence and speeding and driving without a license. So she's in some...
Do better, girl.
Legal trouble. Like, don't drink and drive.
Wait, did this happen after while they were filming, or was
this happened on September 2nd?
Oh, she came back from Nigeria. She's like, I'm pissed.
Wow.
Yeah, there's Uber though.
Yeah,
that's true.
Next, we've got who's our girl?
Who do you guys think this is?
I don't know who she is. She just looks like a whole new person.
I am
woo, hot mom. Go Darcy. Alert.
Can you believe that? I think she looks amazing.
She does.
I think she looks amazing. I think she looks like just really incredible with that little bob.
After breakup, you have to boss up, girl. That's what she's doing.
She's all the boss up.
Get a new hairstyle.
New dude, who's this?
She looks good. She's pretty. She can get guys.
Well, next, I have our favorite fan reactions. Well, they're really my favorite. I don't know about you guys. But I read them and I actually laugh. It says, hashtag 90 Day Fiance. I don't know why Darcy can't understand that Jesse doesn't want to be together with her. Michael, go back to your Instagram and see if another American will take the bait, because this ain't the one. It says, people, if your relationship sucks, marriage won't make it better. If your marriage sucks, children won't make it better. Big facts. And I'll read like two more. This translator is very selective about what he translates. Honestly, I was thinking the same thing.
That's true, too.
Things translate so different that I think like there's an issue. Obviously, everything changes through translation. But he was skipping some facts.
Yeah.
So she was saying, yes, a lot. I was like, do better.
Like all the mean stuff. He was trying to like be the mediator as well.
Yeah.
But I read somewhere that he has now become like a family friend through being the translator.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Nice relationship. And then my last one, it says Marta, which is a new girl. Just a reminder for everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to convert to Islam because I just got baptized and my religion is so important to me. Also, Marta, I come from a long line of hoes. Why do you guys do her like this?
Aww.
Why do you guys? But it was, she was contradicting herself. She is, but it was just like.
I got no
it didn't,
judgment.
It didn't add up. But really quick, we'll go into this video I thought was kind of funny.
Oh my gosh.
Jesse.
How did these two even know each other?
I don't know.
They have similar personalities.
Showing you. Doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean that that is the reality. That is just what we want to give you, mm-hmm. for you to see.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, about the portrayal. Like, are you happy with the portrayal? Well, sometimes I'm not. Because sometimes you're missing context. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a very, like, we're both, like, good guys.
Are they good guys?
I mean.
Is Jesse good?
No. They both have the, you know, douche factor, for sure.
If you have to say you're a good guy, there's a problem.
100%.
You got to show it.
No, I agree.
Your relationship went apart.
What time is it, y'all? It's time for our special segment.
Yeah!
I answer my own question. What do you think? Drop. Are we gonna do the job? What do you think?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah! Now, I don't have our signs because they're over there on our couch.
All right, so we'll just
but
verbalize.
It's okay. We'll just, yeah. So, first question for you guys. Are you willing to convert to a different religion for the person you want to marry?
Do we put thumbs up, thumbs down?
You can do that and just say what you do so everyone listening knows. You give a thumbs down?
No way. I'm not going to convert.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not converting. Flirt
and then convert them. I'm just kidding.
Honestly, why do you say no?
It's too hard. If you grew up with faith and religion, then that's what you've grown up. That's all you've known. And to say like, oh, I'm going to just change my life and not believe what I believe anymore. I can't see myself doing that.
I agree.
I think it forms who you are. And it's just like your character, everything. And you're not going to have the same values, morals, everything.
Right. No, I agree. I agree with both of you. Next question. Do you think that Jesse comes off as rude because he actually is or because the show is edited that way? He makes it seem like we don't get enough to actually see that he's a good guy. What do you think?
So how do we do that?
This isn't a yes or no. This is just tell me what you think.
I think he's arrogant and rude.
Do you think he? So you think he's actually that's who he is?
I think that's who he is.
Yeah, that's his personality for sure. 100.
I 100% think he is. Do you think that the relationship with him and Darcy's daughters? Do you think they're like done with him?
Oh, they've been done. You see the way they hugged him?
She had like an awkward, yeah.
Oh, stranger danger.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And. Two more things, a percentage, like what chance do you think there is that, I know we talked about this just for a second, that our girl Angela is actually going to stay? we didn't really see her in a in the preview in Nigeria, I don't believe.
Like, do we not think she's leaving the next day?
Yes.
I think she's leaving.
100%. I think she's the only one that will, like, when she says she's going to do it. Something, she's about it. And she's like, bye. Got to find my new man.
So 100% gone.
Yeah.
Okay. She's gone. I can agree with that. And
last episode, I think there's going to be some drama before she leaves.
100%. last episode, I did a quote of the day. It was that long quote that we talked about for a second. And this time, I'm going to do one as well. It says, distance means nothing when someone means everything. I think that has a lot to do with this show. Do you believe that?
Wait.
Distance means nothing when someone means everything.
I agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
Why?
Because I've done long distance relationships and they don't work.
I know, but do you think... Do you think it's just because it depends you're on not meant? Or if you're meant, you can deal with the distance?
I think that you can be in a long-distance relationship for a short amount of time. Yes. Then someone has to move. Yeah. Someone has to decide that I'm coming to you and we're going to be together. You can't be in a long-distance relationship long-term. That doesn't work.
Okay, so maybe for a few years? I think you can go a few years, depending on your situation.
No.
People are in the military, they go away for a long time, and what? It's just not supposed to work. Like, they're just out. Really, Stacey?
Maybe okay. It depends. Well, maybe I have to meet someone that's like,
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. I think military is different because you've already established your family and you have the support network of other spouses who are quote unquote left behind.
So if you're married, you mean?
I don't think you have to be married.
No, she's talking about just long-distance relationships. Just
long-distance relationships. Right. I think if you guys plan on moving to the same place after, like, if there's a set amount of time, I have to do this for a certain amount of time, I have to go away for this long, and you guys, I think you guys can make it work. As long as there's, you guys know when, and agree, when you'll meet back again.
Yep.
So.
And it can't be, it can't be too long in between.
Right. Can't be too long. No. I completely agree. And there needs to be visits.
Yeah.
You need to spend time together.
Yeah, no.
I mean, in these circumstances, I don't think they work.
Okay, yeah. I feel you. So you guys know who not to hit up if you live far away. It's not going to work. I'm just kidding. It's not going to work with Stacey. Maybe. It's time to get into predictions.
Woo!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Now, we already predicted that Angela and Michael, we predicted Angela is jetted out. She's gone. She's not having it. What other predictions do you guys have?
Excited to see that.
Me too.
I'm so excited to see that.
Me too. What other predictions, guys?
I think Ximena's going to be back with Ricky. I think he's going to apologize. I think she's in it for the long haul.
Okay.
I think Jesse and Darcy, I think he's probably going to start, like, ignoring her while he's in Amsterdam, or something's going to go down. They're going to fight more.
In the preview, he actually says that he's going to tell her that he's done, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I agree.
So that was his way to, like, but then, like, leaving, that's so effed up.
Yeah.
Like, when he was leaving, he's, like, picking her up, hugging her, kissing her, and then now he's like, yes, I got on my plane, gotta go.
Yeah. He loves to play with her mind. Mm-hmm. Are those all your predictions? You're pretty done. Okay, you, Linda?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Stacey, with Angela and Michael. It's definitely over. I think that we're going to see Angela move on and talk more and more trash. I think that John and Rachel are going to find out that it's going to be more difficult to get married and be together. Mm-hmm. But I think that they're going to obviously make that happen. I think that she might end up there instead of him being in the U.S. I think she might end up in Britain somehow, some way.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm still sticking to... I think there's going to be a twist in this Ricky story. I do. I think Melissa's going to make an appearance.
Do you think Ricky's going to be torn then after when she makes an appearance? Like, oh, maybe I kind of like her.
If he's torn, then he's a lot dumber than he comes off on camera.
Listen,
I'm just pretty clear.
I'm sticking to that. I have a feeling that we're not done with Melissa yet.
Well, I'm going to bounce off of your idea with Ricky. I do not think that we're going to see Melissa again, but I do think Ximena is going to... I don't think she's done with the whole thought of Melissa. I don't think it's going to take her a while to get over Melissa. So I think she's the one that's going to really have to get over her more so than him. I also think that he's full of crap. And even though I really like him, I just don't agree with his lying ways and withholding the truth. I think she's going to end up leaving.
Yeah.
I really don't see this lasting long. She loves him, of course, but he's trying her. He's definitely testing her patience.
And Kimberly Mayfield in the chat said, we see Darcy in Amsterdam. She thinks they're going to be in. She's
wait,
gonna
they,
be, is oh, she they in Amsterdam? Yeah, she's. We see Darcy in Amsterdam. Like, she's going to head over there.
Oh, I think that's in the preview. Yeah. I think that he wants to tell her face to face. I don't know.
That is sad. You're going to make her go all the way down there to tell her?
Listen, if you're going to, like, save me some money and break up with me over the phone, do not let me fly out there and do that face to face. Honestly,
Darcy,
I just.
Darcy, she already knows. She's holding on to it. She's already. If she spends her money, then that's her bad.
She is.
She already knows.
We'll see how it all plays out. You guys still make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 7 and obviously every Sunday to actually watch the show and give us 5 stars, you know, on iTunes. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And yes, we love hearing from you in the live chat right now. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, all over social media. We want to hear your opinions and what your predictions are for next week.
Guys, Linda Antwi here. I'm all across social media as Linda is so girly. Hit me up. Let's continue the conversation. Until next time.
Yay!
Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.